It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on to this week's episode, we're going to discuss holding men
down
while they're down, right?
Or just down.
Holding men down when they're at their lows and then watching them cheat on you when they're at their highs. So, why do you think men do that? Let's start with that. Like, how men, can y'all explain? We don't have men here tonight, but for the listeners, I want to know, like, what do that be about? That's like LeBron cheating on his girl, and he probably... I ain't gonna say he probably do. We haven't heard anything about him. But, you know, him and his wife was together since they were younger. So, I mean, and before he was LeBron James. So, that's just like her, like, let's just say she was the head nigga in charge. You know what I'm saying? And she was holding him down while he was low. I don't know that to be their story. But I'm just using them as, you know. And then he blow up. No, he didn't do that. That's still boo. That's still. So, men, why do you do that? Like, how could you cheat on a person?
The new woman wasn't with him shooting in the gym?
Bitch wasn't shooting in the gym. Like, how the hell could you do that? I wonder, is it about that? It ain't about who's... I wonder, is he just, like, natural-born cheaters? What you think?
I think, and we're talking from the male's perspective... first, and then we'll flip to the female who do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think men, when they do stuff like that, I mean, that actually kind of happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it actually kind of happened to me. I knew somebody who was in a good place when I met him, but ended up being kind of like in a hard place. You know what I'm saying? A rough spot for about a year and a half. And I mean, like, riding out with the nigga, like, got his back, I support you, whatever the case may be. And then a motherfucker came up on some money, and nigga was like, you know, in so many ways, he was out, he disappeared, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you know, I ain't stick around and hold his ass down while he, or whatever. But I think happens when a man actually do things like that is because they think that they are beyond where they came from.
What do that got to do with the woman?
She's a part of where he came from.
Oh.
Like, yeah. I'm above that now.
Oh, wow.
So if I'm above... And I'm just thinking of, like, this person, some of the captions and stuff that he posted on social media was, like, sometimes you outgrow people. Sometimes you just, they say you change, but it is, you know, the sayings, all those kind of sayings when you're doing better and whatever the case may be. But, I mean.
Yeah, so I think I kind of, okay, I get what, you, okay. How can I do this without changing the subject? Because I do think you outgrow people, right? But my thing is, do you have to... Because it's true. You do outgrow people. But do you have to cheat on the person that you outgrew? Because now I'm thinking about... For another example, I'm thinking about, like, Tasha and Ghost. He didn't, like... He outgrew her, but it had nothing to do with... him getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? So he cheated on her. So let's just say, in Tasha's world... He started getting, I don't know, I guess this is a bad example because I don't know if he started getting more money, you know what I'm saying? But he outgrew her and he started cheating on her. So would we like equate that to she holding him down when he at his spot? Like,
here's what I'm thinking though. Okay, everybody move at a different pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care if it's him getting more money or it's him mentally growing and the girl didn't just yet or whatever the case may be. if this person held you down, not even knowing how long they was going to have to hold you down, when you got on, you can't expect everybody to automatically mentally change when you do. It's certain people that you just gotta bring them with you.
So, I don't agree with him cheating, but I do think if this person, if you mentally outgrow somebody, you don't owe nobody anything for playing a part in the chapter that they was playing a part in. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as cheating, mm-hmm. oh, hell to the no. Don't cheat on me. I don't want it to look like.
All I'm saying is if I was patient with you while I held you down, I need you to be patient for me to let me catch up with you. Now, if you give me the opportunity to catch up with you, now, I think for Ghost, I think he was, this is the difference. I think he was patient. I don't think we talking about them kind of, we talking about those guys. He was patient. He told Tasha his dreams. He told her where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. And she just was not down for whatsoever to the point where she couldn't even understand why he didn't want her teaching their son the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little different. Like, at some point in time, okay, yeah, I can't be patient no more. I gotta go ahead on and move because you ain't moving with me. But I'm talking about the niggas that...
But that doesn't mean cheat. So Ghost still was wrong.
I'm not talking about the cheating part, though.
Oh, okay.
You said, period, the person who...
Okay. Oh, okay. I was talking about both.
Okay.
So I was... Okay. I get what you're saying, but I was talking about... Because your example was the man that cheated, and then his captions start saying, sometimes you outgrow people. So I don't believe you should outgrow somebody.
So
the
example that I was talking about, he didn't. I don't believe it was a cheating situation. I just felt like he came up on some money or whatever, and then he rolled.
Oh, like, okay, I got a little confused.
Not necessarily cheating. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. So that's why I was okay. So that's why I went from there. So and it talked about Ghost because okay, guys, let me tell you why I'm talking about false people like LeBron James and Ghost because I actually never experienced it. So I'm just trying to see it. So when you were, KB, when you were talking about yours, I thought because I kind of like missed the message. I thought because we was talking about men cheating and why they down, you know, why they down, they being at their best. But when they get
I think it all goes into it. I think it all goes into it. Like, if he cheat and move on that way, or if he just, however he move on, like, I think it all falls under the same, you know, the same thing, like.
Okay, so is he allowed to move on? He allowed to move on, right?
I think if somebody holding you down, I think you got to be patient with them once you get where you got to go if they not there. And then you can move on if they don't grow with you after you've been patient.
I don't know. Okay, I was about to say, because outsiders looking in, we always going to not think it's long enough.
I don't know. But I don't think you should just automatically get... This was like, for me, it was a night and day situation.
Okay.
It was, today I'm broke. Tomorrow, I'm paid. I'm out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you definitely gotta, like, even if somebody is not there with you when you get where you gotta go, like, mentally, you got, just like when they was holding you down and all the shit that you put them through, like, I don't think it's okay to just go and be with somebody else or to cheat or to leave or to walk away or whatever, because you where you are now and you leaving your past in the past. Me personally, I don't think that that's okay.
Right. So I wonder how, I would like to talk to the person now, because they probably have some regrets, or is it possible? I wish we, because you was on the other end of the stick, but what I really want to know was, how happy was you when you were at your weakest? Were you happy? Because sometimes people, and again, guys, I'm not really going off of experience, I'm just hypothetically speaking, sometimes we are with people, even at our lowest, and we just there because we at our lowest, and we use it. We use the person, and then once we get once, and I'm not saying that he used you, but then when we get to the place that we need to go, we leave, and it all of it's bad because damn, you left. But I wonder what's in the mindset of the person at his weakest. Do you really even want to be there at your weakest, or do you really want to go and you just there because this person is helping you? Because for me, the message for the people who are, I'm not saying that this was your situation, but guys, girls, whomever, if you're there at the weakest and you don't want to be there, don't. I guess everybody get used, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, don't be there at your weakest neither, because the person is going to think that you owe them something once you get to your highest.
I don't even think it's a owe me something kind of thing, or owe them something. Let me remove myself from it. I don't even think it's a owe them something kind of thing. Like, I just don't think that we in the trenches and we going through this together. And then, matter of fact, not even we going through it together, but I got your back while you're going through whatever you're going through. And then when you're not going through it no more, you don't need me. Like you said, it's a use the person kind of thing. And whether it's for mental support, moral support, financial support, whatever the case may be. And let me get this straight. The person who I felt did this to me wasn't broke in where he needed like money or anything like that. I think it was more of like a moral and mental support kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And once that person was mentally out of wherever they was at, and they did come up on a lot of money, which helped them, like, I guess the people say money don't make you happy, but sometimes that ain't always the truth. But, you know.
Wow. So you believe money makes you happy? I'm sorry, guys.
I think money can help you get to where you need to be so you can be happy.
I think money is just...
So, okay, here's my thing. If you you in a situation where you lost your job, you owe all these bills, mentally it's taking a toll on you, you applying, or whatever, and then out of nowhere, a job from out of town say, hey, I'll pay you X, Y, and Z to relocate you. Mind you, you getting ready to lose your home, your this, your that, or whatever. And this job say, I'll pay you X, Y, and Z amount of money to relocate you, put you in a home, and, you know, your job is going to pay you $90,000 a year. That money is definitely going to help you be a little more secure.
I guess there's a difference between, like, temporary going through some things versus being just an unhappy person. In my personal opinion, if you're saying that I'm having a downside, of course.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Though. No, but so when I said, do you think money make you happy? I'm thinking about a person that's just not happy.
Money is not going to make you happy. In a reference when a woman or a man is, when you down and you you down in the trenches or whatever the case may be, and then you get up, like, money is definitely going to help you mentally or whatever, because it's going to help you with whatever your situation is.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's like,
Not the money itself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But your situation changes.
Yeah.
So now you're not stressing, now you're not mentally overwhelmed, and you got a little more mental freedom, you know?
Right. Dropping a person once you get the money. If you drop the person automatically when you get the money, probably something, it's probably, you probably like is a asshole for just, especially if it's day and night. But
And then some people feel like because they up or whatever, they not down no more. Now they up, you know, they not going through whatever they going through. They might be in a different tax bracket, so they need a different woman or a different whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, a different level of a woman or whatever the case may be. So, you know.
So, with that being said, women. I wonder who. Okay, so as a woman, you get into another sex bracket or whatever. And this guy, like, so I once seen a story with this girl. Says she's preaching that she can level a person up. She not gonna necessarily go, like, because she's in a different tech bracket. She's so good at what she do. She can deal with a person that she like or love in any situation and make them boss up. So with that being said, the man that leaves a person, a woman especially, I don't see that. That's crazy to me. I feel like men, I don't know why men would do, I don't know. But anywho, so the man leaves. So do you feel like as a woman you would need to date somebody in your tech breaker or higher? Or do you believe that if you're with a man and y'all both start from the lows and then you wind up growing faster than he, now he's in a different tax bracket, do you just like leave him or do you help him get to the tax bracket?
Again, I'm going to say you be patient with that person because everybody get different places at different times. So you be patient with that person. You know, maybe just because you got there faster don't mean that that person isn't going to get there. Or it don't mean that they are going to get there. So you have to be patient because if that person was good enough for you in the trenches, then you should be willing to wait patiently, not forever, but patiently for them to catch up with you. And because remember, there's somebody that's gotten there quicker than you, and there's somebody that's going to get there years after you and surpass you. So at the end of the day, like, you got to be patient. Now, and if you, like, keep going and keep going and you keep going and you patient and you patient and you patient, and at some point in time, it's like, dog, I can't do this no more. I got to move on. Then I get it. If it's causing problems in your relationship, it's causing, you know, issues in your happiness or your mental well-being, then, and you want to move on, cool. I get it, but you can't do it as soon as you get up.
Yeah. I want to shout out somebody that I follow who, I guess we're talking about this and then we're not talking about this. Maybe we should get back on subject after I say this, because I feel like we ain't even on the subject no more.
I do.
Okay, good. But I want to shout out two people I follow, Dana Chanel and Prince Donnell. I don't know if you guys heard of them, but they're super dope on Instagram. And Don's story is he met his wife. His wife dad is the man, basically, or whatever. He was working at a bank when he met his wife, who was a millionaire. The dad and a wife basically seen something in him. So I want to say that he was like, you know what I'm saying? He was like nothing. Not a nobody, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He was a millionaire. He was just making. He was living from check to check, and the girl was a millionaire. The bull is so dope right now. She helped build him up. He already was a star. Let me just say that. And she just motivated him, not even helped him, but pushed him to be that the man that he is. And for real, I don't know, cause I'm not pocket watching, but he probably surpassed her for real. Like, so me personally, if I'm dealing with, if I like somebody, for me, it ain't about who grows faster, because you do grow faster, but it's all about the mindset. You can't keep me in the, like, if we can't, it's all about the mindset, and that's for just anybody. Like, you can't, I don't want you to, and I'm not talking, so I don't want it to be like, oh, to match my dollars. I want you to match my state of mind. So even if, like, it's just about mindset. Like, just mindset. Just be willing to grow and not be like stubborn to not want to grow. That's it. You don't even have to be mental. You don't even have to be, I don't know how somebody, you don't even have to really be mentally where I'm at, because people grow at a different time, but you have to be willing. Some people are so like down. I can't even, I don't even know how to say it. But with me and my, if my person wasn't on my level financially, he really just had to have the mindset. He can't have a loser mentality.
So, okay. So, again, we're going back to the man who, when he's down, he, you know, he put the woman through so much when he down. And then when he up, he cheat or basically leave is basically what I'm thinking. Right? So, at the end of the day, right, the whole thing of when they get up is because you asked me, why do they do it? And I said, I think it's because when they're up, they feel like they're in a better place. They, so I just wanted to bring it back around because you were saying you didn't think we were still talking about the same thing. But technically, we are.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if a person is down, so let's say, you know, you meet somebody and y'all together forever. Y'all living in a one-bedroom apartment, whatever. Y'all not, I mean, y'all make an RA salary or whatever the case may be. And then out of nowhere, this person just start moving on up. And they want you to start moving on up. But you, like, still where you at. Like, well, I mean, if you moving on up, then I can just be here and maintain where I'm at. And you can move on up for us. I don't know. I'm just making this shit up, right? Hypothetically speaking, this is how it happens. And then that person, the man, he moved on up. And then he come across a woman and his job that's on the same level as he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he move on up, and as soon as he get there, he meet this girl on the same level as he is, and then boom, he ready to go be with her because such and such don't have the mentality that he got. I feel like if y'all was together all that time, and out of nowhere he decided, I want to grow, you got to give that person the opportunity and to get where you are. It might not happen overnight, and it might not happen
I don't think
tomorrow.
It's gonna happen overnight, but I don't want to like say one day, I don't want the man to one day wake up and say, yeah baby, I think we should move out of this apartment. And so what I mean mentality is the lady is saying, but and he's like,
yeah, but I'm saying that mentality might not be there today. It might not be there tomorrow. But as time goes on, it could possibly get there. I'm just saying, be patient now. If you keep going and you feel like it's been too long, I done grew, she still ain't grow, she's still where she is, whatever, whatever, and then you step out and you move on or you cheat or whatever the case may be, like,
I don't think the people should cheat.
No. I'm not saying I think they should cheat. That's not what I said. I'm just saying, like, that's what happens. Because I know people feel pressured to do certain things when they aren't happy. So, I'm saying if a person did such a thing, after they've been patient, then I get it. But to do it as soon as you get up, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think it should be, of course I don't think it should be overnight. But I do think you have the right. Like, I feel like you gotta respect the timing as well. Like, I do. So, if I'm the girl who's, let's just say I am the girl who's, and I'm not talking about overnight, guys. Hear me out. I'm talking about, let's just say I rock with you when you was down. I'm not about to, like, hold you to that because that was just the timing, right? I held you down. And for me, it's time to move on. Yeah, I held you down. I did my part when I was supposed to do my part. If you decided to leave, yeah, I am going to be mad immediately afterwards. But, and I'm not saying this for you, KB. I'm just saying in general. But I am not going to be like, you know, saying, oh, man, I held you down. So I don't think the person, yes, he can be patient. But always from the outside looking in, because you were kind of in a situation and you saying that it happened overnight. I'm talking about just in general. So no, like if the guy decides he's been patient long enough with this lady, because even with, like, I'm giving examples, even with Tasha and Ghost, for an example, people were saying that it was wrong, he shouldn't have left her, but this was time, like, I guess it, I don't know, because it's a movie, so it looked like it was like years of him, and even years after that, now she training her son to be a drug dealer. How long do people gotta wait? And it, are we waiting for the people to say it's okay? I gotta wait for, I don't owe you that.
I'm gonna say that decision belongs to the person.
Yeah, you did say that.
It belongs to the person. You do have every right to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You do. But it just can't be, like, automatically. Like, you get on and you get up. Now, we've been in the trenches together, and then you get up, and all of a sudden, you better than me. Like, no. But at the end of the day, if you...
And, KB, let's stop with the people. When you get on, you're never better. You're just in a better situation. You're not better than a person. Stop thinking that... I hate when people get on and think that you... better than a person, you or anybody. You start thinking you better than people. Can we, especially black people, can we stop doing that? Like, that doesn't make you better than somebody. You just in a better situation. You might be a goat,
and to be
in the dirt,
with you, they might not even be in a better situation, because at the end of the day, a lot of times people live above their means.
Yeah.
So after you pay after you pay for all the unnecessary shit that you have, because you living out of your means, you might only have $20 in your pocket. And after I pay whatever it is I got to pay, I might not have as much as you. But at the end of the day, when I'm done, I might have $20 in my pocket. So technically, you know better than me. Like, a lot of times, like, it's perception over reality when it comes down to it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, no, you really aren't better than anyone. But I think a lot of times, that's what happened to people. When
right. If I leave you people because mentally you're not where I'm at, I don't think you're better than me. I just don't want you to hold me down. Let's make that a disclaimer. If you out here listening and I left you alone and I'm mentally in a different place, it's just that I'm not better than you, but I don't need you to hold. You got to be careful for the people who you let in your life. So I'm just on another plane. But that doesn't mean, for me, I don't think I'm better. If I ever make, because I'm going to be a millionaire, billionaire, y'all. If I ever make money, I'm not looking. What's the meme that says, treat the janitor like you treat the CEO? I don't know.
Child, you made that up?
No, it's like treat the.
Okay.
Treat the.
But it makes
sense. You know how you would look at the janitor?
Right.
But when you like all like, oh, yes, sir, to the CEO of the company. But when you see the clean person, you like, talking to them, no, you treat everybody the same. Because no, you ain't really better. You're not.
Nobody's better.
Yeah. Nobody's better. So right. I'm not leaving you because I think I'm. So I hope that the people aren't leaving. I hope that you don't just turn around and think you're better than the person.
People do it.
They do. They wrong for that.
People do it.
And don't cheat. If you think that you better, you know, you deal with you. That's okay. That's what you think. But just leave. Just say, okay, this is not working for me anymore, and just leave. Why we gotta cheat? Why do we cheat? Everybody cheats, but why do we gotta cheat?
So okay, here's my question though. So a lot of times you hear the question, if a man, if a man is broke, I don't even want to just say a man, but period. But I'll go with what the people, what the memes be saying. If a man is broke, should he date? And some people say yes, some people say no. This make me think, if you broke and you in the trenches, what's going to happen if you dating right now and then you get on when you out of the trenches? What's going to happen?
Wait. So if you date,
if somebody need to hold you down, should you be dating during that period?
That's a tough, because that's a
should really you hard date question. When you down?
Yeah.
The quote said,
you "Don't meet me and be don't." No, yeah. So
bitches
yeah.
be holding a man down when they down. Bitches be with a man when they down. He put them through the ringer when they down. when he down, but when he up, he cheat or he leave. So at the end of the day, when he's in that down period, should he date?
So if you're okay, I think so. Okay, when you're down, I don't think you should be like meeting new people, because then I gotta walk into your. I have to suffer because of you. But if we're in a relationship and you just happen to have a down time, then that's not your fault. Shit happens. But I don't want to meet you. I don't want to meet you at the bar in the hood, and you date, you start talking, you want to kick it, and then it's time to go on a date, and you don't really have no money like that because you're in a tough situation. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, what? And then you want to, then 2 months later, now we kicking it because I'm okay with coming to your house and watching Netflix. And then we can't never go out because you're down right now. And that's not fair to me. So should you be dating? No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't want to be in a relationship. It's a selfish move. You probably want to fuck, but do you want to actually, like, meet a girl? Expect for somebody to hold you down, a new person down? Like, I gotta come to your house every day because you don't have no money and we just met?
I know a person who was like that when he met his woman. You know, he met his woman. He wasn't where he wanted to be in life, you know. And this was his story at his wedding. Like, you know, she basically held him down. He met her family and they held him down. And from that, he started to grow and he became a better person. So now he put on for his wife. He married the girl. He basically told his story how, you know, she held him down and he never had a family like how hers is and this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. And now he's doing excellent. And he holds his wife down, honey.
Good for him. But I don't want to meet a man, we exchange numbers, and then I'm hearing, that's why I'm standing on mindset. You know what I'm saying? If I meet a man and he's not where he want to be at in life, but he still can, we can still go out to eat. We can still go to the movies. We can still go for a walk in a park, eat some ice cream. We can still date. I don't want to meet a man that's like, oh yeah, we meet today. Oh, we have a good conversation on the phone. He wanna be my boyfriend, and then a month or two later, you know, all we do is watch Netflix and chill. Eventually we start fucking, and then years later, thank God,
we're still Netflixing and chilling.
And it's the mindset like, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. I don't wanna hear that bullshit.
Don't know if that was the person who example I gave. He probably wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Probably was something, like you said, with Dana Chanel, was something about him. Even though he probably didn't have as much money as she did, and he living from check to check, he probably still was able to. He probably didn't have the mindset. Yeah. It's all about, again, it's all about the mindset. So I think that a woman should hold a man down only in situations where you really can see.
Right, because you chancing the guy, like, your story ends. Let's just say, for the sake of the conversation, let's say he meet the girl at the bottom. He don't got another date. He marry her. Good, they end up happy. But how about the people that meet you down and then cheat when you up? You take a chance. So me personally, I don't want to meet you at the motherfucking bottom. Now, if I meet you and it's what we call our top, you know what I'm saying? It's we happy, you know, we living within our means, but you just so happen to lose your job. I'm going to hold you down because I'm human. I understand, but I'm not meeting you at the bottom and then just right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not fair to me. It's not. So should you date like that? No, you should.
I even know, you know, this person too, older person. And you know, he used to do like all of the rooms and boarding homes and things like that. His story, I think I probably told his story on here before, but his story was when he met his wife, you know, they were dating. I think they probably became in a relationship or whatever, and he presented to her that he had this grand idea about buying these large houses and turning them into houses that he rent out rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And she pretty much was like, you know who this is, whatever.
No, I was going to tell a story. It sounds like this, I just seen this guy on YouTube who talks about this. I don't know if it's your person. I'm just going to listen.
Not,
sorry, guys.
No, it's not. It's an older person.
Okay, go ahead.
But this was his younger story. Mm-hmm. You know, when he met
A young guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's older.
Yeah, I get you. I'm saying my person on YouTube is a young guy. Yeah.
So, you know, he approached, I don't know if they married yet because the story was so long ago, I can't remember. But he approached his woman and he's like, I need X, Y, and Z amount of dollars. And it was like thousands. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of money. And mind you, at this time, she's educated. She's a principal. She's this, she's that. And this guy is just like not on her level.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, I got you. Loans him the money. Long story short, he's the breadwinner. You know, she was able to basically be taken care of by this man. And, you know, before he passed, he made sure he owned $1 million home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just think that, shit, people better stop when somebody holding them down when they down, and then when they get up, they cheat on or they leave or they whatever the case may be because they think that they're in a better place now. And you just never know. Like, just don't do it.
Right. Yeah. So, she held them down.
But I'm saying he didn't cheat.
Oh, okay.
He's an example of you don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to, yeah. Okay. Never mind. I'm not even going to tell this story because he didn't cheat. He just actually left the girl. And I don't know if he was up or down, but so this guy that I was watching on YouTube, I wish I can show his name out. I watch so much YouTube, but he's in the Airbnb business. And what he did was he bought his house and he rented out.
Oh, I think you told me.
He used to sleep in a garage or whatever. Before he got his girlfriend, he was sleeping in a garage and he would rent out rooms. First, he rented out to this old lady. I'm sorry, he was with his girl. And he used to sleep in a garage. He rented out to this old lady and the old lady helped him pay for the house that he was living in. He met a girl. I believe this is his story, guys. I might mix this up. Anyway, he met this girl, and then the girl moved in, and she okay with the old lady because it's an old lady. But now he liked the income that's coming in from the old lady. So now he get a man that move in. So girlfriend like, oh, hell to the no. We not moving no man, and like we sleep right in this front room. So he was like, please, 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 please. He wound up begging her. She let it happen. And now, I think he moved somebody else in. I'm lying. The man, the second man. She like, hell no. She stood on her word. So, in his brain, you know, he already know what he want to do. She was okay with the old lady. She got used to the old lady. But in his brain, he's like, he know basically what he want to do. He gave her the ultimatum, and he was like, well, it's either he move in or you move out. And she thought he was playing, and he wound up kicking her out. You know, they broke up. So he's no longer with her, and then he's married, and
I think that's different though. Because for real, you're not really supporting me you're not holding me down while I'm down.
Right.
That's different. We talking about the girl who hold the guy down when he down and then get up. And then and then cheat or move on. But in that situation, like,
I think my thing is like the mindset. You right. Didn't see the
right.
I know. I know.
It never fails. I don't care where we are.
I'm crying. I guess the, like, I don't know, because that's a hard thing. Like, you get, so I'm so glad that he just, like, got rid of her. Because at this point, he's not where he need to be, but he's trying to get there. And she doesn't see the vision. So instead of, if he would have, like, started to cheat on her and dropped her when he was at his highest point, because that was his first property, right? Now he has, now he's making millions off of the Airbnb game. He got, like, 10 or more properties, let's just say. This is a story, I don't really know. But if he would have left her, right now he's making, he just paying off his house right now, so he's a thousandaire. But if he would have, the second day he would have got his fourth, fifth property, and he now he profiting more, and he would have left her, we would have been looking at it like, oh, he up now and he want to leave. What happens when she was living in these houses? But at the beginning he was able to say, oh no, this ain't gonna work, because I got these plans. You see, he's working with this old lady, like, you know.
So I guess when you think of the two stories that I told about the guy and the girls held them down while they was down, but it was something that they saw them. Dana, your situation with Dana, your story with Dana Chanel, she saw something in him or whatever the case may be. I think in this particular situation as you're talking about, that girl is not those women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't hold him down. She didn't hold him down. So it was okay. But if he would have kept her...
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't holding him down. She basically just didn't see his vision.
Right. So I guess
when he got up, if he would have cheated or left, we would have been saying,
yeah,
you know, you, as soon as you got up, you left her.
Yeah.
It's better that he left her.
So that's why I remember earlier we discussed the man actually not even, it's a possibility that the man never wanted to be there even when he was down.
Mm-hmm.
So remember earlier in a conversation is like, dog, don't use me.
Right.
Well, everybody gets used. I think it's part of life. But, so, it brings me back to the beginning of the conversation. I wonder, when you're down with this woman, are you unhappy? And you can't, now you get your confidence back. You think you're the man, or you think you're the woman.
That's what happens.
And you just roll. But did you want to be there? And did you just stay there because you so down, you saying, shit, ain't nobody else going to take me.
Like, and then you find somebody that take you, so you be there until that's not what you want no more.
Right.
And that I'm agreeing with you, but what I think what the people need to hear is that we don't think that that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I said that.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, if you aren't the kind of person that when you're down and that person holds you down and then you like... take care of them for the rest of their life because you're so grateful that they held you down.
You think they gotta take care of the person for the rest?
Oh. I'm just saying, like, if you,
so you think the person old, you think the person that holds you down, you think
the older person who with in his woman gave him the thousands,
you think that was his woman though, right?
I thought we all talking about the one, like, ain't they all their women?
Yeah, but they continued, they was married.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like.
Yeah, I'm talking about suppose he don't want her no more, do he owe her, like.
Okay, that's why I said, if you are not the kind of person that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So now I gotta finish. Mm-hmm. If you are not the kind of person that's going to hold somebody down because you are grateful that they held you down in a point in time where you didn't have nobody else or whatever the case may be, then don't be with somebody when you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's don't have nobody. Don't let nobody hold you down. That's mm-hmm. just that. If you only there because you're not happy and you're not there because you genuinely love this person mm-hmm. and they see something in you and you gonna hold, once you really become up, you got them. Because right. they had you. If you're not that person, don't do it.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. I guess I am not that person. Because if I don't like you when I'm down, I don't think I want to. Because I don't want you to think that I owe you anything.
But that's only if you don't like the person when you're down.
Yeah.
If you, then that means you shouldn't.
And I'm also the type of person, KB, is when I get up. I'm not talking about day, but I do have a right to leave when I get up.
You keep saying it, and I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you think that that's what I'm saying, but I'm not saying that at all.
The only thing I truly think is you owe. I think you. I believe that you think that the person who holds you down while you're down, I think you think the person owes them without saying it. I think you
Even
just don't
after
say it
I've
that way.
or even after I see, we had a conversation about you telling me what I think, and that's what you're doing right now. But even after I've said it over and over again that I think that if you have you do owe the person to be patient with them, and if their mindset doesn't change, you have a right to leave, and you have the right to know when to leave and when it's you on your time. You have the right to that. You still think that that's what I'm saying?
Yes, because your last example was the man taking care of his woman that he's supposed to take care of for the rest of her life because of what she did when he was down.
If and I'm saying if you are not the kind of person, in my personal opinion, if you aren't the kind of if you're going to let somebody hold you down and then leave them when you get up, don't let somebody hold you down. That's just that.
Right, so now I'm saying yes. Yes, I agree. But now I'm saying, yes, if I'm down and I don't like you.
Then why are you with the person if you don't like them when you
That's what
down?
I'm saying. I agree. Why are you with the person when you don't like them? Don't leave when you. So I'm saying what you're saying. Don't leave
Oh,
when
so
you're.
are you saying that in every situation when a person is down and they're with somebody when they're down, that they don't like that person automatically because they're down?
No, I'm not saying no.
Okay,
I'm
so
not saying that. I'm not saying that, but what I did say was, if you are that type of person, I'm saying the same thing KB saying, guys. If we confuse you, if you are the type of person that you was waiting to come up to leave, that's a bad person. Leave while you're down. Don't leave when you're up, and less especially
or
when
just
it's
don't
over.
leave with nobody while you're down. Just be down by your damn self and work hard to get yourself out of the trenches and don't have nobody hold you down so that when you do get up, you don't feel like you owe nothing to nobody.
Yes, exactly what I was about to say. That's why I didn't need to cut you off. I knew he was going to say that. So you don't feel like you owe somebody because now you do. Now, like KB was saying earlier, even if you owe them patience, you still owe it. Even if you owe them to be patient with them, you still owing them something. So cut the bullshit while you're down and don't be with nobody while you're down. So you don't even owe them the time. Like time is everything. If you don't have time to be patient with a motherfucker that you ain't even like anyway, then don't be with them. Because me personally, I don't have the time to see if you wanna get on my level or not. Time is shit, I'm on right now. You don't know how to like time moving fast as hell right now. My son's 17. I'm 36. Time is everything. So shit, I ain't got time to be patient with you. So therefore, I want to, if and only for the sake of the example that I gave, I wonder what is the person thinking when they leave automatically? Was they ever with you for love, or was they? Because I see when it's love, it's the LeBron situation, right? So that's why I said in the beginning, I'm taking it back to the beginning. Why
So
is the people?
now the LeBron situation, that's the people I'm talking about that hold a person down forever. LeBron James is filthy rich. It's a great possibility that Savannah is never going to be as rich as her husband. It's a possibility that she will, but it's a possibility that she won't. And at the end of the day, he going to still be with her. If you are going to let somebody hold you down, and when you get up, if you can't be the type of LeBron James type of person, then don't let somebody hold you down.
Right, KB. I got a question for you. I got a question for you now, and I'm being serious. Okay, she held him down. They love each other. We got that squared away,
I don't
right?
even know if she held him down because I don't think either one of them was in the trenches. I
Right, right,
just think
right.
he
They
just
was
so happened to
be with her
come
for a
up.
long time.
But whatever. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Never mind then. Cause we using them for the sake of example.
Right.
But so, okay. Do he?
I mean, he wasn't rich though when
So
she was with
do
him,
he have
so.
do? So is that how we doing things then? With I guess I get where you coming. I'm not saying that I don't get it, but
she will never be as rich as her husband. Is that the
reason? I said if. I said it's a possibility.
She won't.
I said what he has to do is understanding it's a possibility that she will never be as rich as her husband. That's real. That's real life. That's,
yeah, sure.
That's not a hypothetical anything. Right. It's a possibility so that she won't.
My question to that statement is that what the mentality of the men who leave thinks? Like, you gotta be, are we like comparing the riches or?
Oh, wow. Cause I didn't think of it like that.
And I'm only asking you because do she have to be, for me, if she's his wife, and as long as she not holding him down mentally, see, I discussed the mindset. It's not really about, especially in a situation. I'm sorry, guys. I know we talked about double standards.
No, this is exactly what I was talking about. I didn't think about it. No, this is exactly what I'm talking about. But go ahead. I'll let you finish, and I'll tell you why this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so them being together, they've been together since high school. But skipping, I'm sorry, because I know you want to get you out. And she's not as rich as him. But if she has a rich mentality, does it matter how much?
Do she ever have to match
his? Is that why people are letting people go? Because I'm not, me personally, I'm not letting you go because of if how much money you got, but the mindset. I can't, you're not going to hold me down in a mind. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I know you want to talk. Okay. We got a couple of minutes.
So it just goes back to if somebody got to hold you down, and it don't even got to be in the trenches. We just meet and we not rich.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up financially in a better place or whatever the case may be. If you're not going to be the kind of person that can see the good in that person, whether they have the finances or not, to be where you are, you see that mentally this is, she's mentally rich or whatever the case may be, whatever the case it is, whatever you see in your person, if you're not going to be able to see that beyond your finances or beyond the situation that y'all was in when y'all, before you was up, then you cannot be with somebody when you down.
Okay.
That's just that. Like,
and that's when that period. You have any announcements?
No.
Okay. Guys, what I need y'all to do is really, really, really leave a review. Like it, share it, because it plays a big factor in how our podcast is popping up when you Google Shit Talk. Like, so it plays with the algorithm. So please, if you guys support us, please like it. Please share it. Please leave a review. It doesn't even matter if you totally disagree with us. We don't give a damn about good reviews, bad reviews. It helps us grow. We both take constructive criticism very well. Not that I want you to leave bad reviews, but just leave a motherfucking review.
Shit, don't post no bad review. Text me.
No, no, post that. Listen, anything, we need it all, the good, the bad.
I'm joking.
Like, just let us know how you feel. Like, let us know. KB don't debate, but I'll debate.
I am not a debater.
She don't debate, okay?
I just cut it off and okay? Walk away and keep it moving. Okay?
But I will.
You got shits for the day.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Sorry, no. But
KB ain't here for the shits.
Okay.
Plando is here for this shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, follow us on Instagram at shittalkradio_. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Facebook as well at KB Plando Shit Talk Radio. And
talk to us. Like,
talk.
That's to all we want. When we post shit, talk to us.
Period.
Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.